Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Your name, please?
Dolores Maltus.
Mr. Dolores, this is going to be your first shot?
Yes.
While many people are talking about getting a COVID-19 vaccination, Dolores Maltus is getting one right now. The 88-year-old Newbury Park woman lives with her daughter, who's an essential worker, and her granddaughter, who has health issues.
This is your first dose, and your second dose is going to be 3 weeks apart.
Okay, so will I be notified or something?
Yep, you'll be notified.
Okay, thank you.
You're going to feel a little bit of pressure here and a little pinch. Pressure and pinch. That's it. How are you feeling?
Well, that was pretty painless.
Thank you. That's what I hope for.
Me too.
Maltus is getting her vaccination at the University Village Retirement Community in Thousand Oaks. She's preparing to move here. How did the shot go?
Oh, fine. Practically painless. Just a pinch.
This retirement community has nearly 500 residents. Along with hospital workers, they're in the first tier for vaccinations. More than two-thirds of those who've died as a result of COVID-19-related issues are 65-plus years old with pre-existing conditions. The average age here at University Village is even higher, so the vaccinations are critical.
It's basically from about age 70 to 100.
Holly Butler is University Village's Life Enrichment Director. She says you don't have to push residents to get vaccinated.
A lot of excitement. Huge sense of relief. They feel really special, blessed, and lucky to be on the forefront of this.
University Village's Executive Director says they've been working with CVS Pharmacy, which is doing the on-site vaccination clinic.
We're grateful. We are obviously embracing this opportunity. The residents have complied. The staff are participating in vaccination as well. And we're just doing our part to make sure that the community is protected.
Dimitri Estrin says we're approaching a 97% vaccination rate for University Village residents. They're at around 75% for staff members and are working to get that percentage higher.
As you can imagine, it is a little bit different and more challenging to get the staff participation, yet we're taking the approach of ensuring that it's our moral obligation, it is our responsibility based on what we do for a living to make sure that we protect ourselves, our residents, our families, and our loved ones.
Many of these residents say getting vaccinated is a no-brainer, especially because they're older and some have health issues. 78-year-old Danny Dietz just finished the vaccination process.
I can't believe that anybody wouldn't. I mean, you know, if there's a possibility, 97% chance that this is going to prevent it, it'd be foolish not to take it. So, and I would stand in line and go again.
While many of the seniors and retirement community workers are getting vaccinated, it could be a while still for those on the next rung of the priority list. The state moved those 65 and older into the next tier because it's the age group where we're seeing the most COVID-19-related deaths. But making the list and having vaccine available are two different things. Ventura County public health officials say they're getting bombarded with requests for shots, but are urging patients because the state and county don't have enough vaccine.
Vaccines are trickling into our state, and I want to emphasize that there is a trickle of vaccines into our state. As of earlier this week, the state had received 3 million doses of vaccine from the Center for Disease Control. Half of these doses are second doses of vaccine. So that amount of vaccine that we've received in 5 weeks is able to immunize only 3.5% of people.
Ventura County Public Health Officer Dr. Robert Levin says the pharmaceutical companies really stepped up. They took the risk of starting to make vaccine while they were still waiting for government approval. But the global demand for vaccine is unprecedented.
Ventura County is getting a proportionate share of the state's vaccine. And after 5 weeks now of giving vaccine to our residents here in Ventura County, here's what we've accomplished. Only a little more than 3% of the county has been vaccinated. 24,500 shots a week that we're capable of giving, and yet we're only receiving from the state 10,000.
So public health officials throughout the Central and South Coast are urging patients. Ventura County officials say while some people are trying to walk up to vaccination sites, it's by reservation only. The county will launch a vaccine reservation phone line next week. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.